This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Immortal beings and good-looking people. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today because you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And you have done this for one reason only, the best reason in the entire world, because you care most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U-E-W-E. And that's great because when you are the best you, you make the world a better place. You can build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. So thank you for tuning in to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And this show is being carried over the most remarkable, mystical, magical platform that exists in the world called internet radio, and brought to you visually also through a magnificent platform called StreamYard. And we're over here at k4hd.com, and you can just go to k4hd.com and put up your comments right away. Thank you. We already have 33 people waving and saying hello. They just love to be on this show, The Joy of Living, because you are at this moment joining 303,216 people around the world, all of whom are tuning in for one reason only, because they care the most about themselves. You make a difference in the world. And that's the beauty of this remarkable show, because here we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And the reason that we do that is because on this show, The Joy of Living, you will become healthier, wealthier, and wiser by listening to the people that we bring to you, especially today. And as my friend Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul said, who doesn't want that, Barry? Being healthier, wealthier, and wiser? That's what happens when you listen to and utilize the information from The Joy of Living. And on this show, as I said, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And these three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And number two, the corollary of that, if you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. Because when you lead a purpose-driven life, you, by definition, make a difference. And the third fundamental is, how do you do that? By unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Yes, using everyday words and terms, by understanding what they mean, you can now align your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And therefore, you make a difference with everything you think, speak, and do. Simple example. www. Ask anybody, what does www stand for? And they'll tell you invariably it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And when you hear it, even the opening bars of that song, of course, you have a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet who understand the words and the music of that amazing song, What a Wonderful World. And when you even hear the opening bars of what a wonderful world. What do you do right away? You smile. You can't help it, because that's what music and that song does for you. Now, SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms you'll ever learn, utilize, and internalize and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 50,000, and right now we got 10 questions up on the board, people raising their hands and say, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours and haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Do you have water, drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Those are all miracles. Here's a simple proof. Right now, we're in the midst of a pandemic. Yes, the year 2020. And people will be listening to this show, God willing, for decades to come, maybe even a century from now. And they'll look back and say, the pandemic of 2020 around the world. Mostly a pandemic of the mind, but also understand more than a million people did not get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. You didn't. You're here. If you're listening, thank God you didn't die. That means you're alive. You have the ability to do something in life today. Here's another interesting, amazing fact. 1+ million people couldn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They're infirm, either from the pandemic or they're just literally not able to get out of bed. You, I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, listening, you can get out of bed. You can move. You can do something. Now, again, we have about 303,000 people listening and watching the show. And thank you so much. You've been following us for almost 2 years now, and it's really heartening. And every show, you bring an extra 30 to 50,000 people. We have a base of about 250. So right now, we have over 300,000 people watching and listening. And I'm deeply touched and honored and humbled. Why do people come to say, you got to listen to Barry Shore at the Joy of Living, because it's uplifting. It helps. It enlivens people. Well, those of you who know the story, I won't have to say it, but those of you who are just new here. So your humble host, Barry Shore, was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. That evening, I was in the hospital paralyzed from my neck down, completely, totally paralyzed, a quadriplegic. And it was not for an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body and rendered me completely, totally unable to move. I was in hospital over 144 days. I was in a hospital bed for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. See, my hands, they still don't move like yours do. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. It still takes me 10 minutes to get out of the bed in the morning, but I can get out of bed. I have to share with you something. A few weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece comes over to me and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. I thought, fine, how come? Why? Why would you do that? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. How wonderful is that? Seeing miracles in everyday life, seeing miracles in life every day. Because when you do that, you begin to create the kind of world we all want to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Causing rethinking. We all have a brain. Thank God. Your brain has over 100 billion brain cells and more than 1,000 trillion synapses connecting all those cells. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Neuro-linguistic programming. You can do anything with your mind once you begin to become conscious and aware and awake. And that's why on this particular show, The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, you don't have to remember anything today. Don't have to write things down. Our guest is going to give you so much wonderful information. You're going to want to write and do things, but just lean in and let it flow over you, because everything you're going to hear from our amazing guest is going to be available at www, remember what that stands for, barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. Just go there and just enjoy, relax, and let it flow, because there's so much to be had today. Remember the three fundamentals of life: purpose, go mad, and understand the secrets of everyday words and terms. Now, I have to tell you in advance that your humble host does use a lot of four-letter words on the show. And I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it because it's fun and the shock value. Now, the four-letter words, of course, that we use are love, live, life, grow, hope, holy, free, pray. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, right away, people say, but Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, and you go see your family, your friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, point your finger and say, F-U, everybody, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? I said, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. Now, one of the things we want to do is, on this show, you're going to have an aha moment, at least one, and you're going to learn something that you can do for the rest of your life. And this is now what you can do for the rest of your life to make a difference, to go mad, to utilize the two most powerful and important words in the English language. And these two words are, drumroll, fanfare, ta-da! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you use thank you three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, you make a difference in the world. Now, the thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Now, Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying in Redness Writings, be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. So when we're all able to go back to our coffee shops, you walk in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5.50. Somebody brings it to you, say thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, $5.50. Nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter and say, what happened? They say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot. We'll bring it to you. A few more minutes go by. Somebody brings it. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic. Now you're moving. Somebody cuts you off and you're late for an appointment. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Now, there are a few people that I can introduce to you today that are more kind, giving, creative, beneficial in life than this amazing friend of mine. I'm actually honored and humbled to be calling him friend. His name is Sunil, S-U-N-I-L. Sunil, are you there? Can you say a huge hello to 303,216 people around the world?
My God, I feel like I have to be shouting, but yes. Hello, everybody. Great to have you. My good friend, Barry. My God. Yes, what a privilege. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you again.
You see, everybody, I tell you, this is the essence of kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Now, I don't want to take up the rest of the show and tell you all about Sunil and all those accomplishments. Just going to do three highlights, and then we're going to dive deep and soar upwards with all the wonderful ideas that Sunil is going to bring. Suffice it to say three things. Number one, Sunil hails from a place called Singapore. Now, by the way, it's important to me to say this because our audience is worldwide. So we have listeners throughout Asia, many tens of thousands on the subcontinent of India, even China, throughout Africa, Australia, throughout Europe, even Russia, America, of course. And so Sunil hails from Singapore, came to the United States where he is at the moment, but he is a global being. Matter of fact, he built something called the Global Business Mastermind, because he understands that minds are not confined to any particular geographic place. At this moment, he's been using a remarkable program, well, it's not so much a program, a platform called Meetup. And on his platform, he has over 150,000 people around the world collaborating to bring about more goodness in life. So I'm going to do something uncharacteristic. I'm going to stop talking, use listening. And again, I urge you, nobody has to write anything down because all of this is at www.barryshore.com. You find all about Sunil. Let's just jump right into the pool. And in the midst of this pandemic, which is a mind pandemic as much as a physical one, let's talk about the word that animates me, I know animates you, and really is what people want to know, collaboration. Collaborating, cooperating, and bringing about the millennial. The millennium. So, welcome, Sunil. A pleasure always to see you, talk with you, and give us, please, from your heart, from your mind, and from your soul, what it means that you do and how you can be of benefit.
Well, that's very appropriate you said that, because it is from the heart, mind, and the soul, and probably other facets of our being. And I've had the fortune of having mentors in the past who taught me how to do all this that I want to share with you, and it's a pleasure to do that. I think if I were to perhaps oversimplify it, the art and science of creating collaboration should be really attracting collaborations, which is a lot easier and a lot more joyful to do, because a lot of people work too hard to convince people, and convincing people can be almost not really honoring yourself or them. For that matter. So it's really the art and science of attracting collaborations, attracting people to you to come and engage, whether it's for fun or discovering joy or discovering a way of doing their business better, just improving their health or their life. You want to master that art and science. So what does it take to master that art and science? Well, I think there are four things you want to look at. And these are four intelligences. And again, I haven't found a better word than intelligence to use for these four categories, but just bear with me for now. The first category, first intelligence is what we call moral intelligence. It's not about right and wrong. It's about, see, when you're morally intelligent, people resonate with you and you resonate with them. Like I resonate with Barry and Barry resonates with me, and those of you who are listening in right now probably resonating with what Barry and I are sharing. Sometimes that resonance is because there's something missing in the culture right now. Sometimes something's missed. What could be missing right now is a lot of joy, for sure. But when people resonate, they actually resonate with some unspoken or unconsciously spoken values that we share. We all share these values. Joy is actually one of them. We all want to be joyful at some point, at some level. And different people may have different expressions of that joy. Joy in Sweden kind of looks like this sometimes, because I've done presentations there from time to time. But they're actually very joyful people, and they will engage with you. They love you, you know, just have a different way of showing it. But it's resonating with values, which could be joy, could be integrity, could be just aesthetic values of pleasure, you know. And if you resonate, my late Uncle Lao he loved food, fine food, I should say, and fine wine. And so when I engaged with him in that level in an authentic way, we resonated. And that's the same thing. You want to learn the principles and of how to resonate with people based on their values.
Let's look at something. This is wonderful. Yeah. You mentioned resonance and such, because we have this fabulous word. You know, I love acronyms, and everybody on the show knows we love acronyms. And the acronym for the word SHARE is spreading happiness and resonating energy.
Oh, wonderful.
I love that. Yeah, that's what sharing is, like you just said with your uncle.
Wow, you know, you really hit it on the mark, because it's a more intelligent way, I think, of describing the word share. Because, you know, when you share, a lot of people, like I'm doing perhaps right now, is over-talking this. But, you know, when you share and you resonate and you're paying attention to the resonance, then something magical occurs, you know. And you want to learn. It's an art and science to it. A lot of, these days, the brain scientists really have studied this quite a lot. And there's something called theory of mind. Theory of mind is a brain science term. Real scientists use it. It's the art and science of being able to, well, resonate with someone else. That's called level one theory of mind. So when you're sharing with someone, you're getting in their world, you're understanding your, you know, you may even be mirroring their responses and body language almost unconsciously. But then there's level two theory of mind where you're doing it in an audience. And you're not just resonating with one person, but you're paying attention, listening very keenly with both your ears and your mind to what's going on in the world, what's going on in the community. Level three gets deeper because you can see how when you share with this audience or this person, how it's going to affect other people that that person might share. So it's almost like future-based listening in some ways. And see, this is not weird stuff anymore. This is an art and science that you can learn. And all of us have it internally. We just haven't really been using it a lot. But now it's time to all 300,000 of you to learn about it and share it with us.
That's people. The genius what you just said. Listen to what Sunil is doing. He's bringing us through. So interesting that you mentioned theory of mind. Happens to be what I use for the name Tom. Tom is theory of mind. So it's It's the one-on-one, then it's a greater group, let's say an audience. The audience could be, by the way, a family, two, three, five people, it doesn't know, it could be 15,000 people. But then it goes out to there, to the larger world, and then it spreads, we not know where. And that's the genius, what we say here. I urge everybody in this particular show, you want to listen to the show, that's why we're recording it. You want to listen again, which I urge everybody to do, but here's the best part. Share this with five people. That's it. I'm not saying 10, 20, 50. Five people. Yeah. You share with five people, that means 1.5 million people are now resonating with what you're sharing, wonderful Sunil. And the idea, everything he's working with is called love. Love is a great acronym that I like, called living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane, because that's what love does. It transcends time and space. So wonderful, Sunil, keep talking to us about, so moral.
I mean, we're growing beautifully here, Barry. You know, because what you just shared is the second intelligence, which is social intelligence, the art and science of being able to connect socially with people and with audiences and building communities and all that, you know. And that's, again, an art and a science. It's both your left brain and your right brain work. And, you know, a lot of myths about what the left and right brain does. But, you know, your right brain, to quote Ian McGilchrist, who wrote a beautiful book called, that I recommend, which is called The Master and His Emissaries, but the right brain and the left brain. Right brain is your master, you know, it's a master brain. A lot of people don't realize this, but it's about possibility, creating possibility. Your left brain takes those possibilities, looks at it, and tries to put details into it. And it's beautiful, but you got to do both. And when it comes to social intelligence, you are going to use your right brain. This should be a big source of relief for a lot of you creatives out there, because it validates where you come from. Barry and I resonate with the word creative for sure. I'm sure Rebel does as well, who's organizing the show.
And again, create stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, all to excel, because you can't do this with the level of stress that we have with the pandemic, the economic stress and all that. Trying to do stuff at the level of the individual is almost setting yourself up for failure. Actually, not scratch almost. It is.
It is. Right.
It is. It really is. And
it's the famous Greek myth of Sisyphus rolling the stone up the mountain, getting almost to the top and rolling down.
Rolling back down.
Right. Yeah. What we want, if he had a team with him, so even if he got tired, other people can take over. And together, we make it happen. That's what you're talking about, Sunil. The law of attraction.
Attraction to get people. So poor Sisyphus, you or anybody else or myself, doesn't have to keep rolling that. It rolls all the time by himself, you know. And it's frustrating. You know, that's where you create frustration, resignation, guilt, and fear, you know, the four horses of death. But if you create social intelligence, then you might find that your life is a lot easier, more joyful. It doesn't take away the challenge, because like Barry, a lot of us have challenges. Barry's had some extreme challenges, which I totally respect and honor him for having gone through. You can't believe the amount of wisdom a man like that can emanate, for me personally. But you, the audience, can be that as well. This is not wisdom that's isolated to Barry or us or to me. But it takes you going out there and socializing with people, even in this time frame, you know, whether it's an online or Zoom or in person with a mask on, you know, getting out and connecting with people, there's nothing like it. You know, go out to your neighbors. I just went out to my neighborhood yesterday. I took a short walk, talked with my neighbors. I hadn't even met them before and connected with them. And people just want to connect. And it's amazing what possibilities you can create as you dialogue with people. So that's social intelligence, which brings me to the third intelligence, which is emotional intelligence, which is all heart-based. It's about coming from your heart, not just from your gut, from your heart. It's about kindness. It's about bringing the wisdom of kindness to people. It's about knowing when to be kind and when to be, which is still kind. It's about being straight and kind, honest. Mm-hmm. And kind with people. Kindness can come in the shape and form of being straight as well.
Right. Sometimes kindness means saying no.
Saying no.
When saying no is very liberating.
Yeah, exactly. When you know you feel your guilt is telling you that you gotta drive 15,000 miles to go see somebody, and you know it's just not right for you with your health and everything else. So you know sometimes saying no is the kindest thing to say. So you got to learn that art and science as well. And notice I'm saying the word art and science because when it's art, it has to be experienced. So you can't sit at home and think about this. You got to get up and do it.
Well, you could, but you won't get anything done. Action is the key to life. Action is the key to life. People, we have, by the way, 34 more than point questions. Sure. How can I learn all this stuff that's Sunil's time? They're all asking a lot of questions. I say, well, first of all, that's why we're recording this, so you can listen again, share with people, and listen to what Sunil is saying. You want to be as joyful as Barry Shore? I urge you to do this. Be as joyful as you.
Yeah.
Don't be Barry Shore. There's enough of me in the world. But be as joyful as you. When you're the best you possible, that's makes the difference in the world. So we're talking about the moral intelligence, the social intelligence, the emotional intelligence. And by the way, remember, we began all this by Sunil making us aware of something very important. This is called the law of attraction, not the law of, hey, step right up, I got a deal for you, and pulling people in and trying to convince them. You know, by the way, you will convince them by being the best you.
That's
this is the genius of the time we're living in. And when we come back from our short break, Sunil is going to talk to us about Meetup, Alignable, having 150,000 people, not just listening to him, but working together with him, and how that manifests itself in the ability to exponentially touch millions and tens of millions of people. And it's all happening through this amazing being named Sunil Bhaskaran, my friend, this wonderful, bountiful, beautiful, immortal being and good-looking people. Remember, he's good-looking because he's always looking for and finding the good. And we'll be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. There's more Sunil and me.
That's right.
Hey, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show
and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling, because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And good is an amazing word, by the way, G-O-O-D. Let's take that second O, make a little snippet of it, and now elongate it. What has he got? You got an L that spells gold, because when you think in good and you speak in good and you act good, you now have gold. That's the true currency. You can buy happiness. You just have to know the right currency. The currency, the good of gold, is what allows you to be happy. And we have happiness in a human being. His name is Sunil. Sunil, dear friend of mine. And we are discussing intelligence, moral, social, emotional intelligence. By the way, Sunil has been doing what he's been doing successfully since 1991. So 29 years, he has been mentoring people, mentoring himself, bringing benefit and bounty to people around the world. Let's just jump right in because we got lots of questions here. Sunil, sure. What the heck is Global Business Mastermind, and how do you get 150,000 people to be attracted to you and you able to impart this kind of information to them? How does that work? What do you do?
So the Global Business Mastermind is my company, and we train people who are visionaries or want to start an audience globally, but not just do that, but also engage people in a wise, smart way using the four intelligence, three I mentioned so far, and there's a fourth one. And really diving deep into what those intelligences mean for you and your, you could say, your branding, to use a marketing term. Like, who are you? Why are you so different from other people? Everybody's different. Look at Barry. Barry's very much different from a lot of other people. But how are you different in what you want to make a difference in the world? And that's important to do when you build an audience. So we do that. We train you in the art and science. You have a year-long program that does that. And we, you know, we've got about 100 people around the world. It's a very selective program. I work with people who are kind, want to make a difference. They're friendly, ambitious people. They want to learn and collaborate with other people. So we also teach people how to collaborate at a bigger level, at a juicier level, one that's more fun and involves loyal people who really have your back. So we created this environment where really top-notch people come together and we learn cumulatively. And I lead expeditions of joy, to use Barry's term, into how to do this in business, in your vision, for your nonprofits, for anything that you want to create. We have a couple of political leaders that we work with to help increase their audiences in different cities. We teach you how to create what I call wolf packs, which are collaborative people coming together for the better good for business. and for profit as well. We have all kinds of other cool language terms that we train you to use that give you an idea of how to access the world of being effective with people in a bigger scale. So that's a Global Business Mastermind.
So our vision let's take a look at something you mentioned. I want to be front and center with something. Profit is not an ugly word. Matter of fact, it's a beautiful, bountiful, beloved word. Now, matter of fact, when you become a prophet of prophets, then you really are doing something. A prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Sunil is a prophet of being profitable, P-R-O-F-I-T, because it's only when the entity, the business, the individual, if it were, is being profitable, that means that the business itself is interacting with people on the highest level. People are exchanging what it is that they want by attraction. Yeah. Now, we talk about the law of attraction. Law is an interesting word. People hear law and they go, law. And yet law, when you understand it, stands for love and wisdom. That's what a law is. It incorporates both love and wisdom. So when Sunil talks about the law of attraction, he's discussing that ability to be so beautiful, so bountiful, so beloved that people say, yes, I would like to become involved in what it is you do. So let's talk about Meetup as an example, because I think that's your favorite platform at the moment. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. At the moment, yeah. And we've got other platforms that we use as well. But Meetup is certainly a powerful platform. Most people don't. The majority of people do not know how to use Meetup. In fact, arguably, there are people at Meetup who have been impressed with what I've come up with as well in terms of how to use Meetup to build a large audience. Most of our audience of 150,000 people are in various Meetups around the world. And meetup.com is a platform that I use. I don't own it, but I use it. You can use Facebook as a platform to market yourself as well. But the advantage of Meetup is that you can grow communities in a very affordable manner. And in these different communities, you can target different kinds of people and promote your events, whether they're online or offline. And you can do all kinds of other creative stuff too that I've figured out over the years.
And by the way, the CEO of Meetups has tapped Sunil and said, oh, hello, Sunil. I want to interview you because you're doing something. You are leveraging the platform in ways that we didn't even realize. And the same thing for the CEO of Alignable, which is another large platform. Now, again, when we talk about platforms, we're not just talking about a Facebook platform within just bunches of people. Meetups is specifically oriented towards, as Sunil has said, certain focused attention gathering informative groups. So we only have a few more minutes. Let's talk about using the moral, social, emotional intelligence. And there's one more. What's the fourth one? The fourth level of intelligence?
The fourth one is strategic intelligence.
Okay, so this is perfect. This is strategic intelligence, utilizing the people who have raised their hands. Nobody's coercing people to join in Meetup, and now finding in Meetup Sunil's Global Business Mastermind and saying, this is of value. I want to contribute my benefits, and I want to be able to utilize that for my world. So everybody is an influencer in their own world. Let's say that somebody, by definition, has 100 people to influence. Some people have many more, of course, but let's even say 100. So when Sunil now talks to 150,000 beings, they're not just individuals. You're going to multiply that 100-fold. So 150,000 becomes 1.5 million, becomes 15 million. So really, when Sunil is speaking right now, we're not talking to 300,000 using Sunil's way of doing things. Everybody represents 100 people. We literally impact the planet. That's because your thinking is elevated, your speech is elevated, your activities are elevated. So give us a classic example of something that you've been able to inject and bring to the Meetup world, and specifically Global Business Mastermind, that has made a difference. Because you are mad. You're a mad artist and scientist, Sunil.
I'm totally mad. Yes, I'm all about making a difference. And, you know, and some of you are up to making a difference globally. And Meetup has begun to open up their groups and events to doing online events. So when you're online, you're not geographically limited anymore. You can open up groups if you do it correctly. If you do it, there's lots of ways you can do it wrong. And I'm not trying to oversell my programs in any shape or form. I'm just telling you the truth, that you got to learn how to do it right. You can't do this at home, tinkering around in your garage. You got to learn how to do it right. But if you do it right and you set up your groups in different countries and with different target markets, which you can do on Meetup, you can amass a pretty engaged group of people around the world. Now, what does that do when you engage people around the world? You get better ideas. You get more people joining you. You get different kinds of people. You get different kinds of people who can refer you to other people in different countries. So you see, now you're creating the opposite of Sisyphus with his ball rolling up the hill. You have a ball rolling down the hill and it's gathering snow as it's going down in a good way. So you're acting like Warren Buffett did when he created his billions. He had a biography written about him called Snowball. Snowball is a story he created, which was, you know, he like rolling snowballs and they would gather speed and gather more snow. And so he had this idea of applying that to business and finance. And that's how he snowballed his fortune in a similar way, not quite the same, but in a similar way, you're looking to use Meetup and other platforms. But the basic idea of all these four intelligences bringing you, without these four intelligences, it won't work because you won't engage people. You got to engage at the level of being a human being. You can't do it in a contrived way anymore. People are more suspicious these days. But they want to connect. People are just human beings. They want to hear joy being expressed authentically. They want to be connected to things like that. So if you have a message, you got to learn how to put it in these four intelligence, emotional, moral intelligence. It's there, I promise you. You just have to tease it out, bring it out in your intuition, what your intuition tells you is the right way to do it. Test it out, refine it. And as you do that and you engage more with the social world, you're statistically almost bound to be successful at some point. Now, you're going to probably.
You can't miss. In other words, the target is so big that even if you think you're missing, you will blunder into something. And the more you stay with this, again, using Sunil's understanding, you begin with the moral base. You move into a social atmosphere, you want to treat others the way you want to be treated. You use your emotional intelligence, which is the ability to say thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. And then strategically, you will meet, because we're working with the law of attraction. You don't have to go out and say, hey, am I going to deal for you? Step right up. And then there's more. Oh, yes. And if you sign up right now, then there's more. Now, by the way, sometimes that word that is beneficial and you need that extra little bit. But as long as you're doing it because it's real,
correct,
the value that you bring will be multiplied. Now, again, everybody, you, I get 57 people. I want to know about Sunil. So just go to www.barryshore.com, BarrySHore. We're going to put everything up about Sunil, Global Master Business Mastermind, what he's doing with Meetup and Alignable and such like that. And it's really important to listen to this again. And share it with other people. Share it with at least five people. Remember, share is spreading happiness and resonating energy. Resonance is one of the key elements of living in the world today. Now, by the way, it always was. This is not new stuff. This is not new age. This is fundamental to the process, but it's been covered over, shall we say, by a lot of glitz and glamour. And things that didn't really produce value. And by the way, if there is a silver lining to the pandemic, this may be it, that people actually have some time now to reassess. People are taking their time, looking around and saying, well, do I have to do this? Maybe I want to do this. Maybe I should get involved with that. The best expression of yourself is really what we care about. The highest level of yourself. So Sunil, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got 90 seconds to answer.
Wow.
What is your most fervent desire in 90 seconds?
I think it would be to make a difference at a larger scale and higher quality, you know, in attracting the best leaders out there who want to come together to make a difference. So my vision is to have 100 million joyful and successful entrepreneurs in the world by 2027. A lot of work in front of me, but I'm doing it. That brings me total joy and love and connection with people that I never anticipate. I can never ever predict how great my connections can be. And you know, I invite you to that world, you meaning everyone else out there. And you know, my second thing would be to restore our climate to 1950 levels when we had a really totally healthy climate for our future generations. So those are the two things that really light me up right now.
So Sunil wants to touch 100 million business leaders around the world. And by the way, a business leader could be somebody who has their own candy stand in India. Yeah. Or a business leader could be somebody who's running a PepsiCo. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
You are a business leader because you're thinking strategically using moral, social, and emotional intelligence. And those are the things that stand out. We want to do that together because together we will restore a healthy climate. By the way, when we talk about climate, we're talking about mental as well as social and well as air. So I want to do one thing in front of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. You ready, Sunil? I'm going to embrace you with a huge hug. One, two, three.
Thank you.
As I promised you in the beginning, you're listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And on this show, by listening and utilizing the information, you are healthier, wealthier, and wiser, especially today. Listen again, but share this with five people so we can touch over 1.5 million people around the world. Remember, we work in the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. How do you do that? Unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. WWW. What a wonderful world. You hear that? You smile. Seeing miracles in life every day, as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. And then you create the kind of world we all want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use 4-letter words: love, live, life, give, grow, free, pray, holy hope. F you, everybody. F you, capital N, capital N. Remember to add that and tell them where you heard it, The Joy of Living. And then say thank you 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. You change the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Our blessing to you is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, everybody.